Now, the worship of Avon United Methodist Church, located at 130 Genesee Street in Avon, New York. Reverend Mia Richardson, pastor. Welcome to worship with the Avon United Methodist Church.
This morning. It is a great joy to gather here and be in fellowship together as we worship God. There are a few announcements to share with you. Please join us next Sunday at the Geneseo United Methodist Church at 4 o'clock for a choir festival. It should be a wonderful afternoon. Next week is the 808 Men's Breakfast at Peppermint's, so please join them for that. Our church conference is at the end of the month on Halloween at 10 a.m. at the Geneseo United Methodist Church. We'll be having group church conferences like we had last year, where we will gather with up to 10 other churches to worship together, and then we will split into our respective church conferences. So please join us for that very important day. The chicken and biscuit dinner is just under a month away. So please feel free to sign up and help or mark it on your calendars to join us on that day for some very delicious food and plenty of good fellowship as well. This fall, if you know of anyone who would like help with their leaves raked, we would love to help you and to make a difference in our community. So please let us know if you would like our help or to volunteer in that way as well. If you know of any children or young people who are interested in participating in a children's Christmas musical in December, please see Linda. We would love to have any and all participation. And now may we take some time as we prepare to receive God's presence anew through our music. May we be in God's presence.
Thank you.
May we stand in body or in spirit for our call to worship. I give thanks to you, O Lord, with my whole heart. Before the gods, I sing your praise.
I bow down towards your holy temple and give thanks to your name for your steadfast love and your faithfulness.
For you have exalted your name and your word above everything.
On the day I called, you answered me. You strengthened my life.
May we sing together. Together. Gracious God, so many people have been scapegoated and injured just because we are afraid of difference. So many go hungry just because we are afraid of not having enough. So many have been abused and displaced just because we are afraid of powerlessness. So many have been turned away from your life just because we are afraid of being judged ourselves. Forgive us for giving our fear such power. Teach us the faith of the sparrow. Teach us the love that drives out fear. And teach us to stop clinging to our lives, but to find life by giving ourselves up for your kingdom. Amen.
Good morning. The New Testament lesson this morning is from the first letter of John, which was written about 85 AD to reassure Christians in their faith and to counter false teachings. Today's readings from the fourth chapter talk about love. Love is usually thought of as a feeling, but in reality, love is a choice and an action. Jesus is our example of what it means to love. The Holy Spirit gives us the power to love. Listen to the word of God from the fourth chapter of John's first letter. My dear friends, we must love each other. Love comes from God, and when we love each other, it shows that we have been given new life. We are now God's children, and we know Him. God is love, and anyone who doesn't love others has never known Him. God showed His love for us when He sent His only Son into the world to give us life. Real love isn't our love for God, but His love for us. God sent His Son to be the sacrifice by which our sins are forgiven. Dear friends, since God loved us this much, we must love each other. No one has ever seen God, but if we love each other, God lives in us, and His love is truly in our hearts. God is love. If we keep on loving others, we will stay one in our hearts with God, and He will stay one with us. If we truly love others and live as Christ did in this world, we won't be worried about the day of judgment. A real love for others will chase those worries away. The thought of being punished is what makes us afraid. It shows that we have not really learned to love. We love because God loved us first. But if we say we love God and don't love each other, then we are liars. We cannot see God. So how can we love God if we don't love the people we can see? The commandment that God has given us is love God and love each other. Today's gospel message was written by Matthew, the tax collector disciple of Jesus, and it's believed to have been written approximately 20 years before John's first letter, which we just read from. In today's reading from the 6th chapter of Matthew, Jesus teaches about worry. Let's learn from Jesus' words. I tell you not to worry about your life. Don't worry about having something to eat, drink, or wear. Isn't life more than food or clothing? Look at the birds in the sky. They don't plant or harvest. They don't even store grain in barns. Yet your Father in heaven takes care of them. Aren't you worth more than the birds? Can worry make you live longer? Why worry about clothes? Look how the wild flowers grow. They don't work hard to make their clothes, but I tell you that Solomon, with all of his wealth, wasn't as well clothed as one of them. God gives such beauty to everything that grows in the fields, even though it is here today and thrown into the fire tomorrow. He will surely do even more for you. Why do you have such little faith? Don't worry and ask yourselves, will we have anything to eat? Will we have anything to drink? Will we have any clothes to wear? Only people who don't know God are always worrying about such things. Your Father in heaven knows that you need all of these. But more than anything else, put God's work first and do what He wants. Then the other things will be yours as well. Don't worry about tomorrow. It will take care of itself. You have enough to worry about today. This is the Word of God. Thanks be to God.
We will sing a song for every season. We will sing a simple song of peace. Grant us peace.
together. Grant us your peace, O God, in this hour. Grant us peace in our world. Amen. Do you remember a time that you were lost? Chances are this is probably a while ago. With our smartphones and GPS systems and even our handy maps, it is difficult for us to be lost nowadays. Getting lost, as you might remember it, can be a frightening experience. We become anxious, uncertain of which direction will lead us home. We live in that fear, wondering how we are going to find our way. Fear causes us to do certain things. We lock our doors, suddenly wary of strangers and strange places. We do not make eye contact, questioning even the friendliest of smiles who might greet us. So this day, we remember the path of scarcity or abundance. And we remember how much fear can tint our eyes. For we seem to have much to fear this day. If you turn on the news or open the newspaper, you see it right in front of you. When will the bad situations come to us or our loved ones, we wonder. We feel very alone, possibly out of control, overwhelmed by the insecurity of life. In today's world, we want things closed. Closed doors, closed borders, closed hearts. Maybe you remember the first time someone told you to lock your door. And while this is a very important safety precaution, how can we keep our hearts open to others? For if we love others as God loves us, there can be no boundaries. This is the opposite of our world today. The more fearful we become, the more likely we are to hurt ourselves or hurt others. Trust, civility, and freedom are usually the first casualties of fear. Yet if we stop for a moment, take a deep breath, and look closely into those dark places where we only see fear, we might begin to see something different. Yes, it is easy to move to that immediate worry. Will my money last? Will my health last? Will we be okay? We are called to choose hope instead of the fear. Can we let go of our fears and find abundance in our world, in our lives this day? Jesus said it, "Don't worry about tomorrow." It's way too easy to worry about tomorrow. If we think about all the things we have to do, or even all the things that we just want to do, or we think about those who we love, it's easy to move right to that worry. Yet our worries help no one, and they harm us. Our fears can shut us off from the love that is offered to us. How easy is it as we're going about our day to think about, oh, I need to do this, or this person's sick and I want to do something, and we get so caught up in all those worries that we miss the beauty of the day, the kindness of a person next to us. We do not have to worry about all that is around us because we will miss out on all the good that is placed before us. So instead of focusing our energy on fear and worry, let's choose to spend our time on love. In the book of 1 John, it says, "A real love for others will chase those worries away." And another translation says, "Perfect love casts out fear." Something we all need to hear from time to time. For worry is easy. Yet it is time to let it go and choose love. For God's love is perfect love. I think it is easy to forget that God loves us. We know that Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. But do we really believe that God loves us and accepts us as we are this day? It is hard to believe that God's love is bigger and more perfect than we can ever imagine. For we know ourselves. We know what we've done. We know those times that we wish we had done something else. And we know God knows. Yet God still loves us. We do not have to be afraid of death, of judgment, of anything. Fear not, the scripture says, for God is with us. We are not alone. No matter what we face, we do not have to be afraid. When we focus on God's perfect love that dwells within each of us, we can face whatever we need to face with confidence and trust. Because God is with us and will love us and carry us through each and every situation. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Not only does perfect love cast out fear, but a real love for others chases our worries away. It is easy for us to fear those who are different. All too easy. The writer of 1 John encourages us to discover and to cultivate a real love for others. There was plenty to fear in his day. Around 85, I believe you said, Bruce? There was a lot to fear then. Christians are being persecuted. There was a vast difference between the haves or the have-not. They had a great fear. Where will we get our next meal? Should we share with the outsider when I don't know what I'm going to eat? It would have been all too easy for them to say, we'll love each other in our own church. Forget everyone else. John encouraged them to love each other, everyone, to let go of their worries and to let God's love flow through them. Harry Emerson Fosdick wrote, fear imprisons. Faith liberates. Fear paralyzes while faith empowers. Fear disheartens. Faith encourages. Fear sickens. Faith heals. Fear makes useless. Faith makes serviceable. That way, we could also say, hatred imprisons. Love liberates. Hatred paralyzes. Love empowers. Hatred disheartens. Love encourages. Hatred makes useless. Love makes serviceable. Instead of looking at others with fear and worry about what might happen next, we are invited to look at new situations and at new people with curiosity and hope. After all, God is with us. We are never alone. Joanna Adams wrote, "Faith is not the absence of fear, but the courage to walk through fear, to take the hand that is offered. To be courageous is to not be fearless. It is to be able to act in spite of fear. Instead of seeing only fear or negativity in certain situations, we can remember that God is with us and we do not have to be afraid, and we can reach out our hands and our hearts, our gifts of trust. Our perceived scarcity turns into abundance, community, and trust. God of change and glory, God of time and space, when we fear the future, give to us your grace. In the midst of changing ways, give us still the grace to praise. God of many colors, God of many signs, you have made us different, blessing many kinds. As the old ways disappear, let your love pass and cast out our fears. May we allow God's love to cast out our fears and to find abundance in our lives by sharing God's love with others. For God is with us. We are not alone. Thanks be to God. Amen. Christ and the Holy Spirit bless, preserve, and keep you forever. Amen.
This has been Perfect Love Casts Out Fear with Pastor Kim Farrell from October 11th, 2015. Do you ever feel lost? How do we react when we are unable to find our way? The more fearful we become, the more likely we are to hurt others. We do not have to feel afraid if we trust in God's perfect love. Faith is not the absence of fear, but the courage to walk through it.
You've been listening to the Avon United Methodist Church, located at 130 Genesee Street in the village of Avon. We hope that you have experienced the love of Jesus Christ during your time with us. We invite you to join us on the air weekly at 7:30 a.m. Sundays. Please visit us on the web at avonnyumc.org or call us at 226-8600. May God richly bless you.